And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Thank you. You are listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was HDQ with I Will Not. The guitar player of HDQ was Dickie Hammond, who recently has deceased. So I wanted to play that song in as a sort of memorial. I think most people know that he played in Leatherface, but that's always been one of my favorite records from the UK. Anyway, I've got my friend Lena here.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, punks. And we're both going to play a bunch of pretty mix of newer stuff, I guess. And then I'm going to play some, like, late UK hardcore stuff, too, later on. So, first thing is a new Swedish record I got this month that I had never heard of before called Urban Savage. And this song is called Cop Riot, and it's really good.
Get there!
was Nervosa's with the song Parallels off their new LP, which is really awesome. I guess everybody probably already knows about them, but they're one of the better bands around now, right now, I think. They just got back from a European tour. Hopefully they'll keep playing. So back to the top of the set, that was Urban Savage with Cop Riot off their new EP, a Swedish band that I don't know anything about. Then The Stops from Portland, that was a song from their new LP. They also just came back from Europe, a European tour. That band's been kicking around for a few years now, and I think are finally getting a little bit of attention, which is cool. After that, Moltuta from Berlin with the song off their new 12-inch, which I think is great, and everybody should track it down, self-release 12-inch. After that, Latvet Kaukunat. That was pretty good. Some Finnish band that I've stumbled across in the new arrivals that's really catchy. That's off a split 7-inch with another Finnish band called S&M. And yeah, last song was Nervosa's. So I'm going to pass the mic off to Lena, and she's going to tell you about the next track.
Alright, so we're going to kick it off with Pega Monstro. They're a band from Lisbon, a two-piece of sisters, and their new record is released by a London label called Upset the Rhythm, and this track's called Brazo de Ferro.
Cool.
Yeah.
right, so going back to the top after Pega Monstro, we had Du Coeur. sorry, French, with a song called Piège. And after that was Adictos with No Seas Controlado. And something those two bands have in common are that I saw them both at Varning Festival in Montreal a couple months ago. And Adictos is from Cuba. And the next one we have Soberania Personal with Falsas Esperanzas. That's a reissue from the late 80s, Argentina. Recently reviewed and loved, so thought I'd bring that one back from the bin. And then Pinyin, fresh in the new arrivals from Barcelona. That song was called Barcelona y Punk.
Cool. My next set that I want to do, this is Matt again, by the way, in case you didn't notice by the voice change. I've been reading the third book by Ian Glasper called Trapped in a Scene, where he focuses on the late 80s UK hardcore scene. We all know about Doom and Heresy and Ripcord and Napalm Death and all those bands, but there's also a bunch of really cool bands from that era. So I wanted to like highlight some of the maybe lesser known ones or like less obvious ones. HDQ would fit in this category, but we already played them. So I'm going to start off with a band from Ireland called Paranoid Visions. I think they technically started in the early 80s, but this one's from like a little bit later than that. I don't know. This song is called Autonomy. That was Decadent Few with a song from their single. That song is called Heaven to Hell. That I think was from 1986. Their single on Fluffy Bunny Records. Back to the Top was Paranoid Visions with the Autonomy from Ireland. And then Depraved. That song is called Don't Want to Know, and that's from their first LP on Children of the Revolution. Then I played Joyce McKinney Experience. That song's called Armchair. I played it off a comp called Shall We Dance because I couldn't find their LP, but it's the same songs. They're from their LP on Meantime Records, but I think they're different recordings. After that was Cowboy Killers, who I think is Welsh. And that was from their split with The Sect. That song was called Does God Decide? I believe that was their first record. And then last was Decadent Few. Moving along to our last set, Lena's going to play more stuff.
All right, so this next track is off of a double LP compilation that just appeared in my review pile for this month, and my eyes lit up immediately because it is from Sweden. Looks like it's provincial Swedish punk from 1978 to 1982. The comp's called Vagra Ragarna Benzin. And the band is called Reclamation and Triv Du I Hjo. I don't know why I'm doing this to myself. The next block's going to be rough. Okay.
Yeah. Something like that.
Here we go. Reclamation.
Reclamation.
Varje dag var så borta i skam. Livet bara är fast as a vine. feed the beast. These guys deserve no feed.
We'll be right back.
back to the top, you heard Ebba Groen. After Reclamation, thought I would go with a legendary Swedish band after a lesser known one. After that was Korna Krushva from Berlin with a song called Hiroshima. And that was followed by Miettinen, a mysterious Finnish band that sent their EP in for review. It's the second one they sent in 6 months, and they're both really good. The song was called Puoliski Manala. And then the last song that you heard was Stereotypia with Kaunit Ja Rokeat.
Nice.
I did my best.
I understood everything.
Cool.
This brings us to the end. We're going to play one more song, but before that, I'd like to thank you for tuning in to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. We enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk from around the world every week for free. If you like what you hear, why not donate so we can keep the music coming to you? Donating is easy and tax deductible, so go to our website, MaximumRockandRoll.com, and click the donate button for more details. For more information about the radio show, check out our website at radio.maximumrockandroll.com or email us at radio@maximumrockandroll.com. To send stuff in for a review, send two copies of vinyl if you can, one copy of CDR or cassettes to MRR PO Box 460760, San Francisco, California 94146. USA. We are also on Twitter, MRR Radio. We have a clean version of the show available, thanks to John Carnes, if you want that. I think that's about all of the spiel I need to give you. We're going to go ahead and close this set with a track from the new La Misma LP on, I guess, Toxic State, I believe. And this is the first song off the B-side. It's called 2315. So thank you, Lena, for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And thanks to everybody for listening. We'll see you next time.